AircheckDownloads.com. KC's
Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Today we're counting down the top 100 hits of 1990. Until a few weeks ago, everyone thought this hit came from Rob Pilatus and Fabrice Marvin, a duo called Milli Vanilli. Of course, it turns out that that wasn't quite the case. But as Shakespeare said, what's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So here's Milli Vanilli with survey song number 79, All or Nothing. The game of love is to live it up. From the CD, Girl, You Know It's True, that's Milli Vanilli. They dance in at number 79 in our special survey with All or Nothing. Now as we continue our journey to the biggest single of 1990 on Casey's Top 40, here's a top 10 smash from the biggest selling album of 1990. It sold 7 million copies. The album's called Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em. And the hammer is MC. MC Hammer. He wraps in at number 78 with Pray. That's MC Hammer with the first gospel rap song ever to make the pop chart. In fact, it's one of the first gospel raps ever to make any chart. It's called Pray, and it comes in at number 78 among the biggest hits of 1990. Up next on Casey's Top 40, Tom Petty with a song that became the first top 10 of his solo career. Casey's Top 40. Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. These are the 100 biggest hits of 1990. You know, Tom Petty's had lots of success with groups, the Heartbreakers and the Traveling Wilburys. But this is Tom's first top 10 as a solo artist, and it happened this past year. Checking in at number 77, here's Free Fallin'. She's a good girl. Originally from Gainesville, Florida, that's Tom Petty. He falls into our special survey at number 77 with Free Fallin'. Now, originally from Indianapolis, Indiana, here's the man who calls himself Babyface. Whether he's producing for stars like Johnny Gill or singing songs himself, the results are the same. Big hits. This one was his top 10 smash from May. Whip Appeal. Somebody told me. That's one half of the hot R&B production team of L.A. and Babyface. Face himself singing the 76th biggest hit of the year, Whip Appeal. Now, as we roll into the third hour of our special survey, we're counting down to big hits from Madonna, Belle Biv DeVoe, Prince, and Whitney Houston. All on our way to the biggest hit of them all, the number one hit of 1990. Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40. Here's the second of two hits in our survey from Aerosmith. They rock in at number 75 with Cheney's Got a Gun. That's Steven Tyler, Brad Whitford, Joe Perry, Tom Hamilton, and Joey Kramer. Aerosmith. They land at number 75 in our special survey with Cheney's Got a Gun. This is Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. We're on our way to the number one song of 1990.
Number 74.
1990 introduced us to many great newcomers. During the year, we met Sinead O'Connor, Lisa Stansfield, Jane Child, and Wilson Phillips. And we also met singer-songwriter Jude Cole. Here's his top 10 smash from June. Baby, It's Tonight.
Won't you pick up the phone?
From his CD, A View from Third Street, that's Illinois native Jude Cole. He has survey song number 74 with Baby, It's Tonight as our special year-end countdown rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
AircheckDownloads.com.